Hey everyone, this is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Patrick Gray. And I am, of course, filling in for Claire Aird, who had a little family thing come up, so she could not voice the news today, but she will be back next week. Today is February 17, and this podcast episode is brought to you by my good friends at application allow listing software maker Airlock Digital. CertEU and ENISA, the EU's cybersecurity agency, have published a joint advisory warning EU countries of the increasing threat of Chinese cyber espionage operations. The alert specifically warns about the activities of six Chinese groups, namely APT-27, APT-30, APT-31, Kachang, Gallium, and Mustang Panda. ENISA and CertEU say operations conducted by these groups pose a significant and ongoing threat to the European Union. Attacks by the groups are primarily focused on information theft. The joint advisory is the first major document published by the EU in relation to Chinese APT activity since July 2021, when the EU Council asked the Chinese government to take action against malicious cyber activities undertaken from its territory. Australian software company Atlassian has confirmed that hackers gained access to a contractor's systems and stole data on some of its employees. The stolen data contained the personal details of more than 13,000 employees, along with floor plans for two of Atlassian's offices. A hacking group named SiegedSec published the data online earlier this week, prompting an investigation. Atlassian told Cyberscoop the data was stolen from Envoy, a third-party app that Atlassian uses to coordinate in-office resources. Scandinavian Airlines says it suffered a mysterious cyber attack during which its app and website went down and customer data leaked online. The airline says it's still investigating the incident, but has already confirmed that passengers who were using the app and website at the time of the attack had personal data leaked online, which included their contact details, flight histories, and the last four digits of their payment card numbers. TCC, Tonga's state-owned telecommunications company, has been hit by ransomware. The company disclosed the incident in a Facebook post. While TCC says the attack did not impact its voice and internet services, the company says the incident will slow down the delivery of bills, customer support, and connecting new customers. The Medusa ransomware gang has taken credit for the attack. A new legal framework that protects security researchers from legal backlash when disclosing security vulnerabilities has come into effect in Belgium. It covers any vulnerabilities reported in networks and information systems located in Belgium. Protections are granted to researchers as long as they report vulnerabilities to the network owner and also the Centre for Cybersecurity Belgium. In this scenario, the CCB acts as a gatekeeper and must grant its explicit approval to a researcher before they can publicly disclose the vulnerabilities they've reported. A joint undercover investigation by the OCCRP, Forbidden Stories, Le Monde, Der Spiegel, Der Standard, Haaretz, The Guardian, and 25 other news outlets has shed light on Percepto International, an Israeli company that provides disinformation services. During undercover conversations with reporters, the company claimed to have influenced 33 election campaigns across Africa, Europe, the United States, and South and Central America. The company, which informally calls itself Team Jorge, operates by hacking political rivals and their campaigns, planting forged information, and leaking both forged and authentic files. It also claims to operate a social media bot farm that can sway public opinion in the direction of its paying customers. Now, most of this work is done through a system the company developed, which manages fake accounts on online services like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Gmail. Team Jorge told the undercover reporters that they only had three rules. They wouldn't operate in Israel, they wouldn't touch American politics, and they won't do anything to annoy Vladimir Putin. According to Haaretz, the company has previously worked very closely with Cambridge Analytica. Checkpoint says a threat actor believed to be working on behalf of the Azerbaijani government launched a new campaign in late 2022 that targeted organizations in Armenia and activists and dissidents in Azerbaijan. The campaign took place during the Second Nagorno-Karabakh War between Armenia and Azerbaijan. The attacks involved a new version of a malware strain named Oxtarat, which was upgraded with better data theft and desktop surveillance capabilities. Broadcom's Symantec division has discovered a new malware strain named Frebnis, which is being used by an unknown threat actor to target entities in Taiwan. The malware typically targets Microsoft IIS servers. Symantec was unable to determine how the malware got onto these servers, but once installed, it acts as a backdoor for the attackers, executing commands it receives via special HTTP requests. One of the commands instructs IIS servers to act as proxies, which Symantec believes the threat actor is using to access resources on a company's internal network. A new cyber espionage group named WIP26 is targeting telecommunication providers in the Middle East. Discovered by security firm SentinelOne, WIP26 uses two backdoors named CMD365 and CMD Ember to steal data from compromised networks. The backdoors use Microsoft 365 Mail and Google Firebase for their command and control infrastructure, and Microsoft Azure and Dropbox for data exfiltration and malware hosting. SentinelOne has not made a formal attribution for WIP26. And that is all from this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Airlock Digital's co-founder, Daniel Schell, with an update on the company's latest release.
So this week we've got some news from Airlock regarding the new release of Airlock version 5.1. This version has improvements that reduce the amount of time necessary to maintain the application LR list, has tighter controls around exception handling, introduces command line blocking, for example, the ability to block run DLL when there's a HTTPS in the command line, and also the ability to block certificate thumbprints. We've also introduced our first LTS version of Airlock, introducing long-term support for customers in industries like critical infrastructure and manufacturing, where stability is important and change and risk need to be minimized. And finally, we've launched a new version of our website. It's kind of like in dark mode now, which features customer testimonials and the risky business product demo. So if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out at www.airlockdigital.com.
That was Daniel Schell from today's sponsor, Airlock Digital. You can find links to all of the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Bye.